Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. I've owned Tecovas for years. I love these goddamn boots. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. That's true. I never got blisters from these things. Huge fan. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Have a complimentary drink or two, which I've had, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are always at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. I can promise you that. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! By GhostBed.com.
Yeah, babies.
What's that?
Yes.
What's that?
Yes. Yes.
What?
6 days away. 6 days away until we fully eclipse over here.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
You love to eclipse.
It was on the Today Show. Even Al Roker was like, oh, Austin, Texas is going to be the hub of it. It's going to get crazy there.
It's true.
Wear your glasses. Don't hold a potato up to the sun.
Right.
I don't know what that does.
Holding a potato up?
Yes, to the sun like that. I don't know what it does, but he said, don't do it.
Bakes it.
Yeah.
It bakes it.
You also got to wear oven mitts, he's saying, a dog mask, and you should have a rape whistle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the eclipse is.
We did an audio show one time about the eclipse where we
years ago
played audio of a dude.
Did people we play that, audio or what was it?
Yeah. It was when we were like upstairs.
Okay.
Those days. Like above
oh,
the garage.
Yeah.
And
no video?
No video, I don't think. But anyways, there are these people that like, I mean, climax.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And we played fucking audio of this dude just coming, dude.
Yeah.
Just like straight up having.
Bob, can you pull up those people who are eclipsing? Because this is going to happen here in Austin, Texas. There's going to be a full orgy. I know there's like a campground set up for the orgies and everything else. Can't do that on YouTube today, friend.
For the
caught it out of my eye. Absolutely not. We got dinged for it the
you
other
just
day.
Said what? Bring up someone.
Nope. Nope. We Anyone. Got dinged for it the
we
other day.
We did?
Yeah, we sure did.
Just the audio of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, can't do it.
I think it was
can't
the
can't do it.
I think it was the N word that did it.
Probably.
Yeah, either right? way. Let's go ahead if and refrain
we,
from it.
If we beeped it. Maybe.
We can't do it live. We're live today, kids.
Gosh, but what a great joke that would have been. Bob, it I do commend
awesome,
you.
But
I commend you. And we can just say what he was going to play.
It's the Diddy Meek Mill audio. It's
but that would have been really funny.
I had to take off the headphones yesterday.
That would have been really funny.
After the ninth day in a row, I'm all good on that. Can't hear it one more time anymore.
Yeah, rule of threes.
We were on 90 right now. Mm-hmm. Absolute 90 at that point.
Yep.
But yeah, we have these eclipsers on the show, and they're all flying in here. Mm-hmm. We have to get a flight out of here to go up to the new brewery for Hard AF Seltzer, and then we're doing some stuff with mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that deposit all the way up to $1,000 next week at the Masters. Right. So we're there, and we're going to, I think, get out of here 4 hours after the eclipse. And I don't know what that does to an airplane.
My parents are flying during the eclipse.
No.
Wow.
Be careful.
Bold. Yeah, does everything just drop out of the sky?
Nobody
I don't
knows.
Know what happens.
I don't know. I'm concerned.
I am
Nobody
too.
Nobody knows. Yeah.
So the last time, was there a full eclipse in North Carolina? Was it full or was it partial? Do you remember that?
I think it was full. It was the same kind of hubbub, right? So we must have been in some kind of path, like you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. So total eclipse happens a lot, but specifically in one location happens like every 373 years.
Right. So, for example, like the eclipse chasers.
Sure.
They can, you know, be in their modified school bus, I imagine, right?
Yep.
And they can go from place to the path to path, basically, and see it quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
But I think North Carolina must have been that year in a path because
we had the glasses.
Everybody
was
traveling
out.
There. Yeah. They were putting, you know, passing out glasses everywhere. Right. So I'm saying the only other time I felt this hubbub was then.
Yes. But I think it lasted like an hour. I think this one's only what, 5 minutes or something?
Yeah, it's like 4.5 minutes.
4.5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. The last one was like an hour, hour and a half, because we went out.
How are you even going to get off?
Me?
I mean, people.
5 minutes
people.
Is plenty. Yeah. that's a great question. For an orgy, you're going to have to switch real quick in that.
Yeah.
Dudes aren't going to have a lot of fun.
You got to get a running start, so to speak, right?
Yeah,
right.
You have to.
When the eclipse starts.
I don't think it's orgy. I think it's just everyone edging and hands free.
Not sure.
Edging and hands-free orgasm, I think, is what it is.
They're on YouTube, so you're way off over there. Got to go to YouTube and type in the eclipsers.
Is it literally the eclipsers, or what should he... Eclipse chasers, maybe?
Yeah, the eclipse chasers.
Orgasmic eclipse watchers.
There's a lot.
Hands-free edging. Full eclipse.
Yeah. It's worth the travel. People are saying it's not worth the travel.
I don't know. It's pretty cool. Like it's, except for, of course, it's going to be cloudy that day and it's going to be like everything else here.
Is it really going to be cloudy?
Yep.
No way.
Yeah.
So you probably might not be able to see it.
Yeah, of course it would. Why would anything work out here? Like, why would you make plans for a certain day and have it go off without a hitch here? Never.
Yeah, never. Never in a million years. Bob can't find it over there. He's lost.
Orgy on YouTube?
No, it's these people that
Yeah, I got the eclipse. These like weirdos that just go to places.
Yeah, but,
there you go.
And they're like, if there's audio of people like watching to an eclipse and go, oh,
yeah, it wasn't in 06.
No,
no, Bob's way off here. Jesus Christ,
he's
put the single on Jesse. I'll find it.
So he's been diving deep into this story of the title that we have. And so that will take him down a rabbit hole that I think he just hasn't been able to get out of.
Yeah.
Of the conjoined twins, which we will get into. But
so right now I'm looking at the first article that popped up. People are really desperate to have eclipse sex.
Uh-huh.
So that's a thing.
Okay.
It says it's a truth universally acknowledged that anticipation of any event, horny droves will descend upon Craigslist looking for sex.
Oh.
So that's fun as well.
Can you just pull up Craigslist, Austin, maybe?
Oh my gosh, there was another guy in Oregon who wanted to conceive a child. That's right. People want to conceive a child on the eclipse day as well.
We think maybe Jagger was?
Could be. Was he an eclipse baby?
We were doing the math. I think he might have been.
He might have been. Yeah. And maybe the eclipse had something to do with it. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? But if he is an eclipse baby, he is special.
Yeah, that's why he's such a weirdo, I think, maybe.
I love it. And maybe that's why.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I mean, there's people on Craigslist. I'm going to read a few here.
Oh, the Craigslist?
Bob is lost in today.
Well, we have him all over the place.
Yeah. So it says, I don't want to go in blind. So let's spend a few hours before to get our freak on leading up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now the blind thing, is that a way around the Craigslist algorithm? Ads? Right. Is that a way around the Craigslist algorithm where it's like, I don't want to go in blind, so we're going to wear the glasses? Or how does that work?
Yeah, it's
exactly?
Like a prostitute wants you to bring her 20 roses.
Oh.
Yeah.
Two dozen roses.
What's that mean?
That's money.
That's money.
Oh.
Yeah, it's cash. It's cash.
Okay.
Another one says, meet at the bar for the meet and greet. So there's a nice, fun little meet and greet before the eclipse.
Yeah, I'm going to that.
Right.
I'm not going to the after, but I'm going to that meet and greet. Yeah.
So the meet and greet is a beforehand thing. So you can kind of meet everybody, it says.
Okay.
And then they're going to meet in the hotel room for an eclipse theme orgy. And they've got the exact times of the eclipse and all that other stuff. But if you're inside a hotel,
why wouldn't you go to?
You're not going to be able to see the eclipse.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand.
Go out into a fucking field or something.
Yeah, don't you want to be a part of it and feel the eclipse down on your body, like raining down on you? I don't really understand that.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's another one here. So they're calling it, oh my God, dude. Ecliptic Monday.
Ecliptic Monday.
Getting a BJ on Monday before the eclipse will bring you good luck. So good for those guys. Not really sure what the good luck is in that. Sounds kind of just like another beach. Now there's something called eclipse coitus, which is fun. Looking for a woman to join me for the adventure of a lifetime. I'm super laid back and 40 something, bald yet handsome.
I bet.
He is saying he is handsome, even though he's bald. We drive up late Saturday and then return on Tuesday. Would prefer a spiritual hippie yoga lady, but I have an open mind. It's got an open mind. No strings attached, and I'll pick up all the expenses. I will, of course, provide references and full names before the start of the journey. Please send a photo, and I'll respond in kind. Peace, it says. And that's great.
Gosh, you motherfuckers will turn anything into an orgy, huh?
I'm just saying.
My God.
I'm just saying. So another guy on
here. We're having a wholesome eclipse party in the neighborhood.
We are. We're not doing any of the orgies. I'll be here, I think. Actually, no, I don't think that show is until 2. So I'll be able to watch it and then head on over for 5 minutes.
Honestly,
unless the traffic is knocked out the roads, right?
Yeah, honestly, so I don't think you guys should even be coming to work Monday.
Yeah, we don't have a choice. So,
just saying.
Yeah,
I don't know how long it's going to take you to fucking get here, right?
Isn't that
what they're saying? Don't freaking leave your house. It's going to be nuts.
That's what they always say.
State of emergency.
Yeah, state
basically.
Of emergency. Another guy says
people coming all over the place.
Yeah, they sure are. I would like to have sex before and after the eclipse, and then we take a half hour break.
Now that's
to watch the eclipse. To watch the eclipse. That sounds interesting to you. Text me, and I'll give you my number if I hear from you.
Look, I think any gal can deal with 4 minutes. But if you're wanting before, after, now you're making it a full day thing, I think it's going to be harder for you, bud.
The next one says Eclipse Day Funds. This is the whole day.
No.
It's the whole day.
You don't get the whole day, dude.
The event,
it's normal, the whole day.
The event of our lifetime is upon us. How will you remember the great solar eclipse? Will you think back and remember all the traffic, gas lines, shortages? I propose a different way to remember the solar eclipse. How about some sexy fun while the eclipse is actually taking place? Do you want to be in the throes of ecstasy and an amazing fun time while the moon blocks out the sun? You will remember the eclipse with a big grin on your face this way. I'm a tall, mature man.
Oh.
Would love to see who is out there and ready to make the great solar eclipse a very memorable one. It'll bring a smile to your face for years and years to come. Maybe even a grin.
I will say the median age of like an eclipser is quite old.
40s. You know what I mean? 40s is what it appears from these requests here. So
from what I've seen, it's a, you know, it's an older hippies game.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you this. Is having sex during the eclipse too far off from marrying somebody who's a conjoined twin?
You can't segue those.
Why?
You can't.
Why?
Look, and I let you segue a lot of things, don't I?
Why?
I let you segue a lot.
Jesse, that was a good one. That was the only way I could get there.
Completely different.
How?
Whew.
How? Pop them up. There's the happy couple right there. They just got married. Joel, feel free to use this pic on the thumbnail, by the way. This is incredible. Look at how happy all three of them are.
Now listen. Yes. Yes. We're gonna tiptoe and ease into this story.
Do you know what I mean?
I think we tread lightly.
So this guy, he's a veteran, guys. Can I give you my theory on what happened with this guy?
First theory.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So this guy's deployed overseas.
Sure.
Right.
Currently?
No, at some point in his life. He's deployed overseas some country in the third world, right? And he's going around, he hates his life. Deployment's tough. He's sure lonely.
Uh-huh.
And he's horny, really horny.
Yeah.
He can only jerk off so many times in a porta potty or whatever they do over there.
Mm. Sure.
And he's in a foreign land, and he finds.
Got it. Painted the picture.
Yep.
He finds this monkey's paw.
Sure.
And he says to himself, as he picks up the monkey's paw and looks at it, "Man, you know, it'd be great if for the every time I had sex from now on for the rest of my life, it was a threesome, and one of the monkey's fingers curled."
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
No idea where that was headed today.
Rob loves the monkey's paw.
You love the monkey's
big
paw?
Big monkey paw guy?
The legend of the monkey's paw?
That's,
which has gone horribly wrong.
Jordan Peele's production company name, by the way, Monkey Paw.
Monkey Paw?
Yeah. Oh. A lot of people love the monkey
that
paw.
That makes sense.
A lot of people love the monkey paw. Now, this doesn't make sense to me. So we got into this a little bit on Drinking Bros.
Okay. Yeah, it's not
Holloway
a new
Holloway went
story.
Off on a rant, almost as if he's never had sex with a woman before. But
what was his?
He was saying, so when they have sex, they obviously share a vagina.
Yes, everything below the waist or below the chest is shared.
Correct.
Organs.
Yep.
Genitals.
One butthole.
Right.
One vagina and all that other
two
stuff.
Legs, yeah.
Now, one of them apparently was the one that got married to him.
Yes.
The other one says during sex, like, what do you do? And she said they do share an orgasm because it's one vagina and one feeling all the way up. However, she puts on headphones and listens to crime podcasts, true crime podcasts. Hopefully it's Crime Corner, obviously, with Jesse Wiseman, which is out right now. But she puts some sleepers on. She doesn't look. And then she puts headphones on, and it's as if it never happened, and she blocks it out.
Right, Jesse, how do you feel, though, if she is listening to your podcast as her sister's getting plowed?
But she's getting plowed as well.
Well, yeah.
She's
right.
But you might be able to cause somebody to not have an orgasm themselves or feel...
Oh, no problem. Wouldn't be the first time. Now, listen, I don't mind that. I hope that every show from now on is going to be hoping to help her not. Do you know what I mean?
On Crime
this
Corner?
Story, yeah. It's going to be our new objective mission statement. Let's see. So Abby and Brittany, right?
Yeah.
He married...
They're identical and conjoined.
Abby.
Whatever.
But listen, the one in... So it's weird because like the one in the middle is not... Do you put him closer to the one he's married to or the arm that's going to be going around him in the front.
I think it's the one holding the flowers, right?
No, okay. She's got to be the flower.
I'm pretty positive he married Lefty.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
Lefty.
The girl,
oh,
okay.
Closer to him is not.
Yeah.
His
why
wife.
Wouldn't you switch and go on the other?
Yeah, not real sure why.
Okay. In this story, once again, there's only going to be questions. There's not going to be any answers, right?
Correct.
She did say that she puts those on, or you guys speculated?
No. So pull up that list, by the
got,
way.
You got April
she,
Fool's.
No, she made...
Yeah, she didn't...
This was a doctored thing yesterday that came out.
Yeah, you got
on April Fool's?
April Fool's.
Great. Is there a holiday that you could hate any more than April Fool's?
Oh my God, I hate it so much.
I hate it so fucking much. It's so goddamn cringy. I've never participated. I hate reading posts, social media. I pretty
you
much
don't like
shut
pranks.
Down my... I hate pranks, all it.
Pretty much every April Fool's, we talk about how much we like would
I'm off
hate
social media.
Hanging out with George Clooney.
Yes.
For that reason.
I'm off social media.
I went
media
in the wardrobe and I changed everybody's pants 2 inches and they thought they were. You're like.
Yeah. So God, pull up the real story. Did they comment on this then?
But they have not commented.
No, so they have not commented in this way. They're not like feeding into any of those. All we have is questions.
Okay.
They actually got married in 2021. So they've been, this has been going on for a while. Yeah.
Good for them. That's a long time these days. Gypsy Rose just got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now we're worried.
Also
a veteran.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. He's a veteran.
Yeah, he's a veteran. They're both, you know, fifth grade school teachers. They've been married for 3 years now.
Okay.
Two paychecks?
Gosh. No, because it's the same class. So.
Oh.
Double
boy.
Salary?
Boy.
Like a little bit higher salary?
Yeah, a little bump in that salary.
But man. It's not like one person can be doing work over here while you're, do you know what I mean?
You can't teach two classes at the same time, no.
No.
Or like two parts of the class. Yeah, that's one class, though. It's one
salary. It's one class, guys.
It's one class, one salary.
Shit.
If it's one stomach, it's one salary.
Yeah, that's true.
Real.
Yeah.
Is it one health insurance policy? I mean, we just got it for the office.
Do you know
what
I mean? And there's just questions.
Yeah.
questions.
I mean, it's endless.
It's endless.
We just got some health insurance for the office for the year. And you do have to ask all those questions. Conjoined twins is obviously not one of them, but you would have to disclose that one, I would imagine. But yeah, is it one or two? I don't know. And then with these guys, one would imagine they had to agree that they were going to marry this specific dude. Because what if the other one wants to get married?
Now that is still a possibility.
But he's going to have sex with the same hole, and who shares the good
weirder?
Hole?
Oh, you mean it can get weirder?
Sure can.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's already...
Here's where the jealousy would come in, though.
So
let's say the other
weird.
One marries a black guy. You know,
uh-huh.
She's into black guys.
Uh-huh.
And then that, he's got... The white guy now has to follow the black guy in the bedroom. And what if... Because you're sharing the same orgasm, you end up liking the other one better, and then you kind of shoo the other one out of the room and be like, look, I'm sorry, but we can't bang you tonight. We just don't feel like it. The other guy is great. And then do you share a bed? I know they make those huge beds. I just saw one at Kanye's house. Yeah. That Kanye bed was fucking incredible.
Just the Shaquille O'Neal bed. Do you lay next to your partner, I suppose?
Pull up that Kanye bed. He posted a picture of it. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
And I want to believe, like, I want to,
there it
again.
Is. Bottom, third row down, all the way to the right. Boom, right there. So he posted this on Instagram the other day, and I was like, how fucking big is this goddamn bed?
That's an eclipse bed.
It's an eclipse bed, but it's also a conjoined twins bed. Ghost bed doesn't make a bed like that.
You don't need a
Not
bigger
yet.
Bed. It's one body.
It depends.
Well, if you have four people.
Oh, and then if you have someone else.
If
both
you're
partners.
Having some parties, you know?
Not even a party. It's like if the other person gets married, you got to share the bed.
Yes. Then all four of them fit in the bed. Both husbands and the conjoined twins are in the middle.
Someone's going frontsies, someone's going backsies.
Yeah. There's two holes.
Right.
DP.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
I think it's a shared custody situation.
The DP.
You could also get close enough to get two blowjobs at the same time for both dudes.
Oh, there you go.
Double
yeah,
H.
But then you got to be so comfortable with that other dude. I mean, Delco, you were wrapped up in a stitch like that, and it's hard to concentrate.
It is.
So
especially when there's
wrapped up in a stitch.
Yeah, it sure was with that Irish dude. Remember?
It wasn't that. It was the music that really made me flaccid.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't like techno.
No. Sure, but like
It was country.
Take the country music out of the equation. Let's say another hombres next to you. You know, that close. You would almost have to be touching skin on skin if you were getting blowjobs at the same time.
Right.
There's a lot going on here, Jabes.
And I wanted to go in this and be just like, look, they deserve to be happy. They've always just tried to be
normal.
As normal as they could.
Yeah.
But he's got a kink. There's no way he doesn't.
Yeah.
He's got a type and a kink and
it's
gotta
be, right?
There's no way that you're just...
You can't overlook another head.
Yeah, that's got to be your thing, or else it's, you know what I mean, or else you can't do it.
But part of me...
Love is not going to make that happen for
but,
you.
But part of me looks at this, and I'm happy for all of them. Same. I don't want to see another dude in there fucking everything up. So I would love to hear from...
You know what his... You know what? Talk about monkey paw.
Yeah.
Hope the other one's lesbian.
Oh, shit. That'd be great.
Monkey paw.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. What happened, Delco?
Fucking internet is just so ass.
Is it still going?
It's still going.
All right.
It's going, but it's
struggling.
Yeah. I mean, look, we got the construction. Those fucking tech stack guys are coming to the office. There's engineers coming to the office.
They may be sabotaging us.
Seriously.
We'll find out.
Seriously. They may be smoking you guys out. You know what I mean?
If they do, trust me, it'll get worse. But
right.
Yeah.
But look. Ongoing story, but you know what? Same. This is in the. This kind of came up now. You wonder why they've been married since 2021. He was the husband. Josh was hit with a paternity suit from his ex-wife.
Really?
And so he's now dealing with that, which is why this story is kind of back up. He was married to someone else from 2010 to 2019. They have a daughter. She, I guess, gave birth to a daughter after they had broken up, and she's trying to get him to pay.
Gotcha.
Fully
gotcha,
crashed.
Gotcha.
Okay, we'll re-upload. Okay.
We'll re-upload here. Pop up that pic in the middle down there, Bob. I want to see the glamour shot of them. Below it? Below it? There you go. Because that looks like they took that at the mall.
Yeah, and this is when we first kind of got introduced to them, right? This is a long
time
ago.
This is like them on TLC or something.
Yeah, 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 where you're like, oh my gosh, like this was...
They're not even 18. I would guess they're not 18 in this picture.
Yeah. And I do remember, because you remember them, they're one of the only conjoined twins like this, at least in our country. We don't know about other countries, but that are, you know, not tried, couldn't be separated and have... you know, been thriving and living like this for this long.
Yeah.
Are they thriving?
Dude, I think they are.
They're fucking married.
I say yes.
They're contributing to society. They always have a smile on their face.
I agree. And everything
I cannot say the same for us.
Yeah, I agree. Everything we talk about on all these fucking shows about getting a job, taking care of yourself, just trying to do the right things every
getting
day.
A husband.
Yeah. They're actually
doing. Shut up, ladies.
They're actually fucking doing it, and they have real jobs where they're teachers. The dude seems relatively normal looking, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, veteran, nurse,
yes.
You know?
Yes, he's a nurse too?
Yeah.
Well, shit, you can take care of him.
Yes. I don't think
so. I hope this lasts. If it's already 3 years at this point, you probably got out of the woods with the hard shit, you know?
It's just normal at this point, right?
Yeah.
For them.
One would think. One would think at this point, yeah, this is just normal. So,
but again, it's just we all are thinking the same thing and we're just never going to get the answers. Do you know what I mean? When you hear the story, everyone thinks the same thing, wonders the same thing, and we're never going to know that answer.
Why won't they do an interview and tell people is what I don't really get.
What do you want them to tell you?
All
of the sex
just
stuff,
give me
right?
All
well, they're not
the
going to do
things.
It.
Yeah.
They're not going to do it.
Just give me all the stuff.
They're fifth grade teachers. Maybe when
that's true.
Maybe when they do the down the line OnlyFans or whatever they're going to do or a reality show, maybe. But as of right now, those burning questions that you have, Ross, in your mind, you're going to just need to like go through all the different scenarios and you're never going to know which one's right.
But I enjoy that part of it too.
Sure.
Where it's always a mystery. So we can't solve this.
I think that's how it is for them too. Look, they don't know what that night's going to be like.
No, and it's like, I mean, do you take ecstasy? What do you, how does all of it work? There's just so many questions there. And let's say you're going multiple times and like one of the sisters is sleeping where it's just like, all right, do you mind if I just pop this in?
They can't sleep, dude.
I would imagine that their disassociation powers are borderline supernatural.
Yeah.
Like the way they're able to just disconnect.
Shut that. Yeah, exactly.
Well, not disconnect, Bob, but yeah. You know.
Yeah.
I understand it. Wasn't there a fucking TV show about these guys?
And it's also like a heartwarming, like they could have been separated, but only one of them would live. So they chose to like not do
Stick
that.
Stick it out. Yeah. And be a team.
And here we are talking about their vagina.
How old
are
they?
You know what I mean?
What's their ages in real life right now?
34.
Ooh, you're going 34?
Yeah, 34.
34 years old. Okay. So they've been doing this for 34 years now at this
point.
Yeah,
like they...
They got it down.
They got it down.
Yeah. It's kind of like if you get your arm
they've
chopped
been
off,
through
you figure
all
it out.
All the weird shit.
Yeah, you figure you know? It out when you get your arm chopped off.
Having someone to hang out with when you're taking a shit and like everything, you know?
Yeah.
They've done it all.
Yeah.
Okay?
But it's
them.
The same
it's one
butthole, though.
I know.
So, like, what
it's
if one
just
is
another
eating aggressive Mexican food all night? And
it's
you know?
One well,
they,
stomach.
They do share sets. The lungs and hearts aren't shared.
But they share a stomach and they share everything else under that. So it's not like you guys, it's all going to the same place.
Two hearts, though.
Two hearts.
If somebody's heart goes out, there's just going to be a fucking dead body.
I kind of think when one dies.
Man, attached to you.
Yeah, what if one of them has a heart attack? You're right. One of them dies.
I think if one dies, both go.
I don't know. The other one has, they both have head and hearts to their own.
What if you had a heart attack?
I think that... Yeah, right, Bob, because all of the blood's going to all the same organs, though. So even if one heart goes out...
They have an extra heart.
Yeah, but it's not...
Two esophaguses, so that means they eat separately.
They eat separately, but it goes to the same place.
Three
Essentially,
kidneys.
I mean, what I'm saying is if one conjoined twin dies, the other will die shortly after unless they can be safely separated very quickly.
Okay, and they
That would be horrible.
They got three kidneys, two stomachs, it says.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I am seeing two stomachs.
Two stomachs, two gallbladders, a small intestine.
Cut them in half.
One pelvis, one set of reproductive organs. Okay, so they can have kids.
Allegedly.
That made it through, Jesse.
What?
They can have kids.
They can have they can have a kid.
Multiple if they want. I mean, you know, depends.
You mean they both can be
No,
pregnant?
They have one set of reproductive organs over there.
Yeah.
One bladder, one large intestine, one liver, one rib cage.
Is this them specifically or you're just looking up?
No, this is them. Right there.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Very.
Yeah.
But only two boobs. You think there'd be like a center boob.
Is there only two
boobs?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
There's no Total Recall boob, huh?
No.
Shit.
So do they each get their own boob? So you can only... touch one boob.
Oh, yeah.
What's the
you
protocol?
You can only kiss one of them and touch one of the boobs, right?
Oh, Jesse, I'm sure there's an agreement there, you know?
Of both?
They each control half the body. So one boob would be the other sister's sensory area.
Correct.
And you're only getting one hand.
Well, guys.
Do you know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Is that a problem? Are you ever like, hey,
go
lefty?
Ahead.
Oh, boy.
Double up. Come on.
Yeah.
You've never had somebody double up on you?
A basket weave, Bob?
You
You've never had a two-handed basket
to
weave?
Have to double up.
Yeah. You haven't lived then, Bob.
I guess that, yeah.
I'd go home tonight and ask your wife.
Okay.
About the double-handed basket weave here. But, man, again, there's just so much. Nothing is answered for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just so many questions at this point.
Knew it.
Fuck.
I knew it. and knew you'd only have questions.
Go back to that chart one more time, Bob, with the organs and everything. All right, each of them has their own nervous system as well. Fuck, man. So one could get COVID. And
what?
And the other one maybe couldn't?
No, they...
They have their own, yeah, like lungs and stuff. So one could technically... I think actually one once one gets it, it's going to spread to the other.
Yes, because... Everything's kind of going to the same places, and the blood is circulating through.
But what? But if she masks up, she's like, "Hey, I'm super." Like, what if one is Republican, one's Democrat, and she's like, "Look, I need to wear the mask tonight." And it's like, "Well, okay," you know, you've kind of got to go along with that. Mm-hmm. What if they both vote differently? Do they just get one vote?
Yes.
One
for the election.
Oh my God, I don't know.
Yeah, they're legally two people, so.
Yeah.
So yeah, they get two votes.
Two Trump votes. Where they live at?
Social security numbers?
They're in Minnesota.
They should. Oh, state. Boy.
Holy shit.
That's a swing state. What if it comes down to one vote? And it's them.
Do you think they politically agree? What if they...
That's a great question.
What if For they real? Butt heads, you know?
Well, that's a given, obviously. When you're that close to each other's heads. You're going to butt them occasionally. So, looking for words here.
Yeah.
It's just a choice of words all the way around. God damn. One would think, right? You've got to have two different thought processes. You're not going to agree on everything. Wow, this is fucked. I knew we were going to talk about this today because you and I chatted about it on the way over here. I just didn't really think all this through.
Yeah, I know.
God damn, dude. It's fun trying to figure it out live here.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, never figuring it out. You know what I mean?
Is there a bio or something that they posted of like, hey, here's who I vote for or anything else? There's got to be something on these guys. Bob?
I got nothing. I got nothing on the sex. I mean, you know, I'm like diving into Reddit right now to find any Siamese sex porn.
Okay. Yeah, but what about these two specifically? Have they ever said... our favorite book series is the same or
no?
Yeah.
They have the same job. Like they wanted the same job. Even they wanted to be teachers.
Yeah.
I think they're like really connected. Like they basically each controls one half, but they write emails together.
Well, you have to.
That's, so
there's only two hands, Bob,
but they know there. It's not like, okay, now you hit the D and then I'll hit the L. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's
they
that,
instinctually know how it's going.
Is there video of them? I would love to see it.
Because they did do, I mean, they've done
they
interviews.
They did a series, right, on A&E or...
TLC?
What's the little people one?
They were part of a TLC something, but not like a full show.
Of course they were on TLC, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Course.
Yeah, it's all Mizzet's
such an exploitive fucking...
Yeah.
And they pay people nothing on that
show.
Oh,
they probably need like a hot meal, maybe.
Here's them driving.
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
Let's see this. I don't want to put it on screen, obviously, but.
Can or can't? Okay.
Not for YouTube.
Not for YouTube. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're getting out. They're driving a Suburban. Oh, they're fucking dancing and shit.
Yep. They're having a good time. Oh, one's wearing a helmet.
They're goofy.
They're on a Segway.
Oh, they're on a Segway together. James, we got some sponsors to put this show on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off everything in the entire store. That's pillows, mattresses, sheets, adjustable bases, mattresses for RVs. You name it, they got it. It's all 50% off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Plus, when you check out, look out for that little box at the bottom of the corner. Says 3-year pay-as-you-go program, no interest, as long as you have decent credit over there. Check that box, and you're good to go for the next 3 years. Stretch out the payments, including the 50% off. Does life get better than that? Probably not. Today's the day you buy a brand new bedroom set at GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we want to welcome back our good friends over at Diet Smoke. Now, for those of you new to THC, let's break it down for you. Diet Smoke crafts their premium THC products from 100% American-grown hemp. Speaking of crafting, fellas over there at Diet Smoke cooked up another can't-miss product. Their new Shrooms THC blended gummies have launched, and they're fucking perfect. Gigantic fan of these. Each gummy packs a dose of uplifting THC and euphoric mushrooms. It's It's got a refreshing flavor, too. Great vibes, and they're all discreetly shipped, so your loved ones don't have to know you're doing mushrooms, all right? They come in 5 milligrams, big fan, and they go up from there. I've had 2 of them at the same time, so I've had 10 milligrams, and it's hilarious. A lot of laughter, a lot of fun. Haven't gone past that. Now, I'm a lightweight. A lot of you guys go heavier. So when you're over there, you're going to see THC from 5 milligram gummies all the way up to 150. Same gummies that you would get in California or fucking Colorado or whatever. But these are getting shipped right to your house. All 50 states, too. Nothing to it except for, you know, remember that it is THC. So you will piss hot on a drug test if you got to do that in real life. But what sets Diet Smoke apart is their commitment to the customers. If you don't absolutely love your experience, the customer service team is ready and waiting to take care of you. Here's the best part for all of our listeners. You can go to dietsmoke.com, use the code DB50 for 50% off any item, including the all-new Shroom Gummies. Remember, you must be 21 or older to purchase. Enjoy responsibly, and cheers to Diet Smoke.
Huh.
I wonder if one of them's afraid of, they both appear afraid of heights.
They have
doing
fun.
Doing hair together.
They are
having fun together.
You gotta listen.
Shit, man.
We're all pieces of shit.
We are. After and watching, I was just gonna say that. Yeah, they're better than us.
We already said that. You know, like, we are all pieces of shit. These people can be happy. And what are you fucking mad about?
I know. Look at that. Look at him get in.
Holy. It does feel a little bit like one is kind of like a dominant side, does it not?
The one on the right, our right, she had spina bifida. And so kind of hooked off to the side.
Sure.
Oh, got it. Okay.
One's definitely more confident.
Yeah, I mean, she's texting and driving.
That's the one that's married.
It's legal for them.
One's technically not driving, right?
That's true. God, then how does that work if you're out boozing? You know, you get pulled over and it was like, well, my sister's driving, not me. I'm the designated driver.
She had all the drinks.
Well, they would both be drunk.
Yeah, they share blood.
They share a stomach.
You could con the cop on that one of like, hey, guys. Like their driver's license photo.
Just tell her to be quiet.
And their driver's license photo, is it the two of their heads?
Seems like it'd be hard to crop one out.
Let's be real. The cop is just unloading his clip.
Yeah. He's literally just walking up like, what is this shit?
No.
Fire first.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Especially in like the deep South. It's like, this is Satan.
Yeah.
What's wild to me is watching it. They're pretty dialed in. Like driving seems pretty easy. Walking around seems pretty like all of it.
Of course they are.
No, I know, but. One would think if you had spina
bifida?
Yeah.
One of them?
Yeah.
But the other one doesn't.
But then that means she's got a carrier kind of, right? Or walk with a hunch or something like that?
Ish, I mean.
Yeah.
Kind of. If somebody strokes out too, it's just going to kind of like lean the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, man. What a crazy fucking life.
Yeah.
I mean, this just popped up out of nowhere, and I really didn't take any of this into consideration, except for the vagina, and then the rest of it kind of just poured
except
out of me today.
For the vagina.
What grade do they teach?
Fifth.
Okay.
That's a hard year, too.
I know, that's questionable. They'll probably get bullied a little bit by the kids.
That's a pivotal year, although I will say fourth is bullied, fifth they kind of come around a little bit, and then... comes back again.
Yeah.
But this, fifth grade, they're like, you know.
Doesn't this guy look pretty fucking normal, though?
He doesn't. Apparently, he is.
No, he's got some fucking skeletons.
He has to.
Closet full of them.
He has to.
Guys, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt here today.
I think he is fine. Even the paternity suit is just like, you know, I don't think it's anything real salacious except for she had the child after. They had already separated, so he had, you know, questions, and maybe she's like, no, this is yours. I don't know, but it's nothing. The ex-wife was at the wedding. His daughter was there.
Really?
Like, yeah, like they were fine.
Okay.
And talk about their blended family and stuff. So I'm not really sure what this new thing is, but
And everybody in the military is divorced anyway, so that's not a rare occurrence, you know?
Yeah.
Man, good for these guys. What a fucking crazy story.
Yeah.
Almost as crazy as that fucking Gypsy Rose thing. So she got divorced. That's it.
Yes.
They're done. What is it? 2 months after she got out of prison?
If they're divorced or separated. Maybe they got divorced that quick. Could be.
Not sure here, but we called this. And I said, hey, this would definitely happen. Now that she's out and about and super famous with how many Instagram followers? I think it was 8 million last time we checked.
Yeah.
It's probably over 10 right now.
Yeah.
Just a guess here.
So she's separated, which...
Oh, it says Paige isn't available.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. She deleted her Instagram?
No.
Come on.
Oh,
what? Shit. Damn,
now
dude.
I'm scared.
Or are you going to the wrong Gypsy Rose?
Now I'm scared. JRB.
Let's see.
I'm not seeing any.
GRB, sorry. Really? That's scary.
Yeah.
She loves an Instagram.
This happened 2 weeks ago.
She deleted Gypsy all Rose of her social media.
Deletes public social media, yeah.
Does it say why?
She says, that's not real life.
Well,
okay.
Honey.
I mean, that's where your money is coming from, but...
Honey, how quickly she went through, like,
wow,
the whole stages of, like, being free in the world, right? Like, yeah. Instagram's awesome! Fuck Instagram! That's not real life. Like, within 3 months. They had been married for, I think 2 years, maybe?
Okay.
Or a year. Yeah, 2 or 3 years, but had only been together in real life for a couple months, which we've seen all those shows where, like, you know, women marry inmates and then when they get out, they're like, oh.
Yeah.
I kind of just wanted to, like, write letters
hop
with
on down
you,
the road,
and
yeah.
Now it's like we're together.
Well, this guy's enormous, so pop him up on screen for the audience here, Bob. This dude, there you go. So have a sweet gander at him. We knew it, right? She's too famous. And she's like, I can't bone this guy. Although she did talk about on her Instagram over and over again,
the D is fire,
D,
yeah.
Yeah, that she was getting. Something must have happened with the D, or maybe she's dating somebody else famous.
So when he first read this, oh, like who?
Pete Davidson?
Please.
I don't know, Jesse. It's speculation at this point.
When it first came out, it was a little confusing because... So people have been asking what's going on with my life. Unfortunately, my husband and I are going through a separation, and I moved in with my parents' home down the bayou. So
not the one she killed, right?
And, you know, with her, you've got to explain. You can't just say I'm moving in with my parents' home down the bayou.
Correct, because I don't
the
understand
typos
that. Yeah.
Are unfortunate there. So I think it was the dad that didn't have custody of her.
Okay.
And we know what happened with the mom. So I guess the dad has had, a wife. He was in the documentary. So he was like started to be in her life when she was in prison.
And what's his sitch? Is he normal?
Yeah. So he seems to really be into this style of hat.
Yes.
He owns several.
Yeah.
Yes. That is his preferred way to cover up. The balding, I think, is that exact hat.
Does he have neck tats?
No, that's headphones or something.
Oh, headphones, okay. There.
Yeah, he was fairly normal. I mean, he lives in the bayou, so how normal could he be? But, has had
Louisiana?
The same... Yeah, has had the same, you know, wife for many years. They were supporting her, and...
I really can't stress enough. Every picture.
Every picture, he's got that same hat on.
Every single picture.
It's like a little newsboy hat.
It's his look.
It's his look, and he is just sticking.
I'm fine with it.
With it, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? It's a bozo ring under there. Probably
it's
a B ring.
Be.
Yeah, it's probably bald.
We won't ever know because there's not one picture of him without it.
Very odd to me. I gotta say that is to have vanity after impregnating this woman is a lot for me.
She looks just like the mom too.
Yeah, and I guess it was a one night. Apparently, it was like one night stand, like nothing like a real relationship. I don't know.
Even then,
yeah.
Even then.
Yikes!
Even then.
No.
There's no way. Even at 2 o'clock in the morning. No. You're fucked up.
Nope.
There's no way you do that.
I don't even know if
you underestimate.
You got roofied, you could do that.
You underestimate the bayou, though, and Louisiana in general.
But look at this guy. He looks relatively normal, though.
Yeah, he's a normal dude. There's his hair. Yeah, we got it. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
So, yeah, he's that's a few years ago. He's probably Bozo Ring now.
Yeah.
Probably got a B ring. And who's the chick on the right? Is that his wife?
That's the wife.
Yeah. Okay. They have a kid. It's in one of the other photos. Yeah, this is, I think, Gypsy's half-sister.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Look at that. Wow.
She likes him big.
So they're taking on...
She's a biggin.
They're taking on Gypsy.
The daughter looks all right. The other one, is she normal? Or am I seeing things here?
She looks relatively normal. A little slightly off. The eye looks weird.
I don't know if it's the...
It's a bad photo, maybe.
I don't know if it's the photo, but there's
or the bayou. Is it the
photo
or the bayou?
I was gonna say it's the bayou. I think where it's always gonna be a little bit off,
right?
You know,
you keep You keep a cut off alligator arm in your pocket.
No offense, guys.
It's rough country.
Sure is.
Yeah, I mean you're gonna go through some shit.
Swampy down there.
Yes.
Very hot.
Not a lot of clean water. Do you know what I mean?
A lot of Popeyes.
Yeah.
A Louisiana kitchens.
Yeah.
Like gumballs.
A lot of bacteria, you know.
A lot of fritters.
Mm-hmm.
What's the powdered?
What, the powdered?
The powdered pastry that's big down there.
Oh, a beignet.
Yeah, a beignet. Down here in the bayou. That's not cocaine officer. That's the powder from my beignet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of that.
So what happens with her? Now, Bob predicted that she would murder again within 2 years. On the show, we're starting to get closer to that. Does she hack up the new mom?
No.
All right.
I don't think she murders, but I think it's going to be
rough. She didn't murder.
Yeah, exactly. She's never murdered.
Yeah. I think she talks someone else.
Yeah.
Exactly. And what I think, she's like going to start talking to the guy again.
In prison?
Because that's the cycle that you got to think of her as like a 14-year-old. Just getting into the world,
right,
and making all the 14-year-old mistakes at her age.
But she's not allowed to, right?
She's not allowed to.
Okay. Because if you do, from my understanding, she goes back to jail.
I think it's more him that can't I'm not sure, but probably.
Okay. Because if you're filming that doc right now, you get her on the horn with Homeboy and just see what that combo is like.
Oh my God.
How many years has it been?
I think it's going to be a rough road for her. And I'm not really sure where it ends.
Well, how old is she right now? And have you guys done this story on Crime Corner?
We have not. She's 32.
32.
There's been so many things done on her.
Uh-huh.
Because
they're about to fire up another doc. You know that, right?
Yeah, that she's been filming.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. There's been documentaries. There was that HBO.
Yeah.
Series. I think a Hulu series. You know, so I don't know. I think there's a lot been done on it. But
just checking. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the dad looks relatively normal. So does the new mom and then the sister. So maybe there's hope there. I don't know.
I hope so. I do. It's just going to be, she needs to be in therapy literally all the time.
In an hour.
All the time. I hope she is now. It's just going to be to keep you on a track that is going to be, I don't know, acceptable.
Okay.
You're going to have to really work through that trauma of killing your mom. I don't know. It's a lot. But I think she, I don't know.
I'm hoping for
the best. We all hope for the best. Listen, we do all hope for the best. She went through some motherfucking shit.
I don't mean to laugh, but this is just madness to me. I mean, absolute fucking madness.
I think that he was apparently, from what I've heard, a little bit too into the limelight of it. Like, he was a little bit too into doing all the shows and the red carpets and, like... The husband that she separated from.
Oh, got it. Okay.
From all accounts that people are saying now, like when they did interviews, like he was he was really trying to, you know, make it about him and really, really into all of that.
You got to shoot your shot at that point. You know, if you look like Jared Fogle pre-weight loss.
Pre-Subway.
Yeah, pre-Subway. You got to shoot your shot at that point, you know. And good for them. Good for them. There was one pick, though, with Pete Davidson that I saw that was really fucking funny. There was another one with Jared Leto that I saw, which was really fucking funny. So maybe she'll join the sex cult over there. I don't know how that works out for them. But Jared Leto is kind of shifted into this fun kind of dude on the internet now. And it's almost like either a resurgence or he's looking at Diddy shit. And he's just like, I need to change my image. What are your thoughts on it? He popped up on Wheel of Fortune the other night. And everybody
Wheel
was like,
of Fortune?
Sure did. And people
you know
are like,
what
the fuck
he's
is going
done,
on?
Which is my advice to anyone ever, is to lean in and have a sense of humor about yourself.
So
a la a Laughlin. Lori Laughlin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like in Curb. Yeah. Great. So he did this for April Fool's yesterday, and he showed up. Do you have the clip on Twitter, Bob?
So was he actually on it then?
Oh, yeah.
Or did you get April Fooled again?
No, he was on it.
He was on
it. He was.
There he is. Look at this suit.
Ill-fitting.
It's not his suit either.
That came off the rack in the Wheel of Fortune.
That's probably Pat's jacket, right?
It looks like Pat's jacket.
It's got to be Pat's
jacket. I never thought that I would be like, do I like Jared Leto? But I'm kind of asking myself that.
So I think he hosted the entire show, right? Go to Twitter and pop up the video.
Oh, my God. How fucking great.
I think he went all in and hosted the fucking show. Which is great. I mean, good for him. I like seeing shit like this. Where you're just like, all right, cool. Remember when he climbed up that fucking building when he showed that?
Yeah.
Now he's popping up hosting Wheel of Fortune.
He did, yeah. He hosted the whole show. Just walked out.
He did. All right. Play a clip here on Twitter. Let's see this. Volume. This is an off tech day today.
I don't know if we can show this.
Just can't really show this on YouTube, so we're about to get
news. It's on Twitter.
It's on Twitter, right?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hosted the whole fucking show.
And these people had no idea.
They had no idea?
No.
Yeah, he just came out.
And they did it all for April Fool's. And they had no idea where Pat was. And they didn't say anything.
I think at least one of them doesn't know who he is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe they just didn't know who Jared Leto was.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? You'd be like, man, I came to see Pat Sajak and they're super fucking bummed that Jared Leto came out.
Yeah, for sure.
I love it.
I love it, too.
And Pat doesn't give a fuck because he's near the end.
I think the only way for this to work, though, is his insufferable behavior for so long leading up to this. Do you know what I mean? So he set it in stone for many, many years. Worked on this, like, super serious, annoying person. Only to be like, I'm cool now. I don't care anymore.
It's a great life play if that's the answer.
Yeah.
It's a really great
behind,
life play.
I like to think that behind the scenes, even when he was being like the worst on set and everything, that he was like, knew what he was going to do. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe.
One of these days, it's going to be really funny.
I think
promise
that's what Franco
you.
Tried to do. Remember James Franco was doing that for a while? He did soap operas. He did short films. He did all that weird shit.
I think he was just trying to like do a bunch of different things. But he was never really serious about it. You know, he would talk about it being like, hey, I just wanted to like, you know, see how they do it. And it's really fucking hard or whatever. Jared Leto, though, I think was.
Wheel of Fortune rocks, though. That's a good one for me.
That's a good one.
I like that a lot where he just showed up and was just like, all right, cool. I'm going to host the entire thing. Sajak's out the door. Seacrest starts this year. He's the new host. Don't feel great about it, but Van is sticking around. Or maybe Leto's like, hey, I looked at the Aaron Rodgers numbers and I could have gotten $18 million to host Jeopardy. Did you hear about that producer? Said, hey, we were all in on Rodgers. That was it. We were going to do this.
Really?
And pull the trigger, yeah. And he ended up signing an NFL deal. And you look back at it, you're like, man, that Wheel of Fortune money or that Jeopardy money for $18 million a year the rest of your life? Fucking A, how do you beat that anymore?
Yeah.
I don't know a movie that's going to pay Leto $18 million.
Something tells me Aaron Rodgers would already be fired from Jeopardy.
Yeah. Like, he would do something, and has, right? But they would be like, ugh.
That one guy got fired from Jeopardy. He's not a big as big of a name as Aaron Rodgers, but he got fired from Jeopardy for, like,
talking about boobs
on a podcast.
Yeah. Like saying like, oh, she had her boobs out and that was it.
Yep. Yeah.
Gone.
They were looking for any excuse to get rid of that guy. That was the producer who tried to
end sweater puppies.
Yeah. Sweater puppets, I believe.
Something.
But he tried to inject himself into the show. Remember, he was the producer.
And I think that was part of it too, Bob, that it was just weird from the beginning.
Oh, he didn't deserve that shit. Yeah. He was trying to backdoor in.
Me? I'm the producer, but I'm also getting picked. That's crazy. So I think from the beginning, people were like, huh? So anything that he did would have been
cancelable. Yeah, he was gone.
But Aaron Rodgers would have said something somewhere.
I'm sure.
They would ask to get, ask for vaccination or whatever, wear a mask somewhere, and he would be like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it was shocking to read it. I was like, holy shit. Yeah, they were all in on Rodgers. And that was going to be the dude. And then homegirl fucked it up. Mayim Bialik. She's out of there. And so it's just Ken Jennings now forever. Good for Ken.
Yeah.
Ken's going to take that fucking money the rest of his life. And that lisp.
He also might have just like openly disagreed with the wrong answer on Jeopardy. You know what I mean? Like 19 of the 20 hijackers from this terrorist attack.
Yeah.
He's like, well, that's one theory. As they're like, Saudi Arabia? What is Saudi Arabia? He's like, well,
I mean, listen.
Not what I would have guessed.
Yeah. They answered and he was like, well, that's not completely correct, right?
I'd look into our own government.
Or that's
on
what
that
they want you to believe, he kept saying.
Mm-hmm. I think that'd be pretty fucking rad to see him just give it a go. There's got to be a Tetler. Did he do it for a full week? I think he ended up doing it for a full week. Everybody had like an audition for a week.
Yeah.
I remember watching part of it. It wasn't bad. He wasn't bad at all. He was actually pretty decent at it, so. You know, we'll see what happens afterwards. I don't even know if he fucking ends up playing football ever again, that guy. He seems to be doing anything else but football at this point.
Right.
So, who knows? Cuba Gooding Jr. popped up in Miami finally last night. They're all hanging out in Miami. I wonder if they're all getting on the same plane once these charges drop. Doesn't that seem weird to you?
Gotta get an escape plan during the eclipse.
They're all getting on the same...
I think they're going to get on the same plane and get the fuck out of there. Yeah.
Okay.
He was named in that lawsuit as well. At what point do you do it? At what point do you just say, all right, this is it. We got to get the fuck out of here.
He already should have done it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's crazy that he's still in America.
Yeah.
I agree. So,
makes me believe, like, I don't know. There's something else going on. Otherwise, you'd be fucking gone.
I mean, this looks like a man reading a non-extradition country travel itinerary.
Look at him, my God.
Yacht rentals.
I think he's always been fucking weird.
Yeah.
Cuba. Yeah.
I only picture him as radio, but that's just me. You know?
Sure.
Last night during the LSU-Iowa game, they were talking about how Johnson is an artist for LSU for Rockefeller Records. And I'm like, she's definitely been to a Diddy party then.
Sure has. I was thinking the exact same thing when that popped up last night. I was like, oh, okay. You've raged. You've done all the things. But so him, Cuba was spotted there. And then Diddy was there. And he was out the other night taking fucking photos and all that other shit.
Yeah. He's really, he's posting.
Giving peace signs.
He's acting like.
Nothing's going on.
That's what you have to do.
I would just get the fuck out of the country at this point, you know? Man, it's got to be this close, right? What we were told was maybe 2 weeks tops for charges.
Right.
But it could be a matter of days. I just find it odd that Cuba's down there, Diddy's down there, and I think they'll all probably get the fuck out of there at a certain point.
Look, they may be meeting with lawyers. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
That could be Diddy right now calling right now.
You're like, shut up, motherfucker. You already went over this shit.
Pop him on the phone here. But yeah, it's super weird when I'm watching this footage and I'm just kind of cruising around Miami. You're like, man, what the fuck is going? Just get out of the limelight.
Yeah,
I don't get it. I honestly don't get it.
Yeah, but you can't do that either. You can't be too in and you can't be too out, especially when these charges are going on.
But posting fucking videos and selfies and all that other shit is wild to me.
I don't know. It makes me think, like, okay.
Do you think he's fine? Or do you think he knows something else?
Exactly. Like, for him doing that, you go, what do you know? What meetings have you had with lawyers or people that go, they don't have, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
He may have gotten some information of the people, you know, accusing him or whatever, where he's like, all right, I'm fine. I'm not going to come out and, like, say anything or defend myself, but I'm just gonna wait.
So if the charges come down, because here's the other part that I was saying, if these charges do come down, they're gonna issue a no flight release, right? Because he's a flight risk.
Yeah, so he would either have to, yeah, no travel, or they just have him in jail awaiting trial because he's a flight risk. I don't know.
Because here's where I'm confused. If he knows this is coming and he's a flight risk, I would just get the fuck out of there now and be like, look, man, I'm on vacation in some place that just happens to be.
Then you're definitely guilty. Right?
I don't know.
So it depends on how much he really wants. Either he believes he can beat it, or he just doesn't want to jump the gun. Because if he does that, he's 100% guilty, and then people will believe the worst of the worst of the worst of the charges, no matter what, right?
I think everybody already believes it anyways.
I don't know.
I think everybody's all in on this.
I don't know.
This feels like one where everybody's already like, well, there's too much smoke from too many different people here that he's got to be in it. Again, just find it very odd that the two of them are both in Miami separately, not talking or not hanging out. One would think the feds tap your phone at this point, right?
I don't know.
You couldn't even have like a real conversation, I would imagine. So if I'm him, I get the fuck out of here and dip.
Think about how many more people would have believed this man if he didn't run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he didn't get into that
Bronco, that would have been like, what?
Slam dunk. You wouldn't even be sane.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even be talking about him like, well, you know. It would just be like, innocent.
But did it hurt innocent. Or help? Did it look like, oh, hey, I'm being accused of this?
Nope.
And I'm going to blow my brains out?
That's what he thought it was going to look like.
Well, he got off. Now, so here's the next part. Does Diddy think he can get off?
Probably.
He's already beaten a murder charge. And that was a massive hearing. Jennifer Lopez and shit to testify and all that other shit. So does he think he's getting off and then he's staying?
He has a lot of money and good lawyers too, right?
Yeah, he does. Yes.
Way more money than OJ has.
He is $1 billion with a B.
He's talking to people that are smarter than all of us and are telling him what to do at this point.
Okay. What's that? Are they at a house party there?
I guess this is LeBron rapping at a Diddy house party. With Diddy and maybe someone else.
I don't know. Oh, play that real quick.
Yeah.
Let's see that. God, all these videos are starting to surface. That's at a restaurant, it looks like. Yeah. All right. Yeah, they're at a restaurant together just having fun. So at least it's not in his bedroom. I think we just wanted to clear that up, you know?
Yeah.
It's not in his bedroom. They're having fun at a restaurant, having some wine. Did they say the event he was out at the other night, or did he just go out to dinner with his kids? Which one was that one?
I think it was just dinner.
Okay.
And then he did Easter stuff and has basically just been posting. He's turned into a family man. Let's say that. He's turned into a family man on Instagram. All about his kids and looks very wholesome and they support him and that's kind of what he's putting out now.
Gotcha. Well, it's what your people tell you to
somebody,
do.
Somebody, he has a team that he's finally listening to.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were like, listen, we've been telling you to do this forever and you're not. I'm telling you this time, you have to listen to us.
Yeah.
Stop putting this shit out for everyone to see.
Yeah.
Thinking that you're getting away with it. Because apparently you aren't.
I know.
You are the father to twin girls now. Yeah. That's all you are. Don't put out anything else.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I say days on this one, Javes. I say
okay.
days.
Until I'll give what? It, I'll until
give it
a what?
Week. I'll give it the day after the eclipse until he's arrested. That's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go another week. Charges.
Okay.
Charges in a week. What do you got?
I think it's going to take longer. And I think if he does get charged and we actually see what the charges are, they're going to be different than what everyone's talking about.
And what do you think the difference is going to be?
I think it's probably going to be human trafficking. I think it's going to be, I don't know. I can't speculate on that.
I think it's going to be all the things.
Yep. Okay.
I'm going to go guns, drugs, sex trafficking. Minors, and then probably a rape charge somewhere in there. Because here's the other part, legally. I mean, you guys...
It's a lawsuit. It's a private lawsuit brought by someone.
Currently. But
currently.
The feds
it's going to be turned into actual charges?
Correct. Federal charges from the government.
Okay. I think it's going to be tax stuff. I think it's going to be wire fraud. I think it's going to be...
I don't think so.
I think it's going to be more that kind of shit.
I think the feds are involved in sex trafficking. And what I heard last time was flight logs. They're trying to find these flight logs, who was on the planes, and then they want to interview them to see if they were underage, got money, and then they're looking for wire payments to these women and shit like that. So the question I have for you is with Homegirl, let's say take Cassie, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So she filed the first one. It got settled in 12 hours. Rumor has it was a big boy settlement of like $10 million or something like that.
Oh, I thought it was more.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you settle something like that, obviously paperwork is signed.
Mm-hmm.
Can the feds cut through that and get her to testify?
Hmm. That I don't know.
Interesting, right?
That I don't know.
Because it's a private suit, but obviously you got to sign all the things to get the money. I have no doubt that money went
I'm
into
sure
the account the next day.
The police is one of the. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the Fed cuts through everything, right?
That's what I think. So if they really sat down with her, I think her and the bodyguard will be the key to this. But again, very bizarre to see them out over Easter weekend and just chilling, you know? Cuba was definitely looking at extradition places like, hey. Where is that?
You know what? If I was Cuba, I would leave. What do you have except for lawsuits everywhere?
Yeah.
You go.
Yeah.
People don't really like you anymore.
No one's crying about Cuba going to jail.
No. And no one's going to notice. Sorry. Like, it's not going to be like, where has Cuba been? He's been laying low anyways because he's just been creeping around for the past couple of years being a creep.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you got to go to Saudi Arabia or Dubai or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's still probably super famous over there.
Well, you kind of don't. Yeah, I wouldn't.
They're always like 10 years behind on shit. So,
right.
Yeah, 10, 15 years behind. So they're probably, radio's probably in theaters right now over there. You know?
Right.
And he could do a premiere and show up.
It just came out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay,
they just had a premiere over in Saudi Arabia for it.
Mm-hmm.
Pop up a pic of Cuba in radio. It's been a while since I've seen this picture, and I just want to share it with you here. Boom. There it is. Yeah, that second one will do it. No, the second one. There you go.
What, grabbing your boob less or what?
Look at that. Imagine him doing it in character, too. As he's groping you in character as radio. Yeah. Beautiful, isn't it? We should keep that picture up forever. Actually, that's probably going to be my new iPhone picture.
It should be. Instead of Princess Di.
Instead
it should
of Lady
be.
Di.
It should be.
It should be Cuba and radio here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have a crime corner or nature nook today?
Got a nook?
We got a nook?
You got a nook? Let's do it, dude. Let's do it. The internet can't stop this one. Got
nice.
It. But I don't know where it starts.
Yeah,
I know
you
where
didn't
it ends.
Do the first one.
Well,
that's
here's the thing.
Okay.
I don't know where it starts. Mm-hmm. I know when it ends.
Mm-hmm. So according to Bob, he found this.
Listener sent it in.
Okay.
Kathleen.
It's an old-fashioned nook. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Classic.
Going back to a classique, going to our roots of just, what do we got here, Bob?
This is actually, so normally you, when you think of idiots at a national park, you think of, you know, fat Americans.
Sure.
Wandering up to a buffalo or, yeah, or an elk or something and being like, this thing couldn't possibly impale
putting
me.
Putting their kids on the horns and
yeah,
stuff.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Turns out, this happens in every country on earth. This is a national park in Spain.
Okay.
Everyone's a fucking idiot.
Everyone's
yeah.
a fucking idiot. Spain, of course, famous for, among other things, being the land of bulls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This guy wanted to get a good look at a bull.
Why not? Walk right up to it. There it is. Oh,
oh
no.
Oh.
Oh,
oh,
oh, boy.
Oh,
oh, boy.
It's
yeah.
never a good sign
Classy.
When you just...
Oh, whoa, where did that car
then
come
Jeep
from?
Jeep runs him over. Wow. Oh, he's okay.
That
he
bull's
up.
Going after the Jeep, dude.
Jeep got in there.
Wow, dude.
Wow, Jeep to the... Why did that guy take his shirt off?
I don't know.
He was
going
to what?
Gonna
help?
Do with that? Yeah.
yeah.
Let him know.
Yeah, like...
He's trying to clap
him?
At the bull. Yeah, he's trying to clap at it there.
Wow.
Holy shit. Oh, my
oh,
God.
And he falls off the Jeep.
Come on, man.
Why did he get on the top, by the way? Was he still, like, in the fight? You know what I'm saying? Why'd you get back?
Why?
Get inside.
Wow,
get inside
dude.
The Jeep.
There's a point here, too. There's one specific point where you just know things are bad.
Yep. Oh.
Oof.
It's this. When all you can see is
the
animal
foot.
And one foot sticking in the air.
Yeah.
Oh,
no
God,
shoe.
Dude. Look
oh,
at that fucking
oh,
thing going
geez.
Nuts. Look at
now, I need to see, sorry, I need to see him getting on top of the Jeep.
Okay, so he's on top. There he goes. He's getting on top of the Jeep to get away from it.
Why don't you get in? Get in the Jeep.
Well, did they not tell him, like, hey, dude, we're going to take off here?
Why does he want to be sitting on the top?
I don't know. And how does the other guy not know that he's on top? Whoa, whoa.
And
oh,
bang.
My God.
I don't know.
There's just so much going
it's
on.
Like,
where is this?
We couldn't have AI'd
Spain.
A better
Spain.
Nature nook, right? And then the guy gets on top of the Jeep.
Holy
and then the Jeep
shit,
drives away.
Dude. So he got gored, and then he fell off a moving truck.
Yeah. Didn't want to get
during
inside.
This. My God.
Didn't want to really get to safety. It seems like he just didn't actually want to be safe. He
no.
wanted to still be in.
Sure did.
Now, this is where they do, like, the running of the bulls, too, right?
Bullfighting is
bull
still a
fighting
huge sport there.
Bullfighting is huge. Like, they are...
We could do a whole hour of bullfighting experts.
Yeah, and just, like, how they treat the bull in general. It's a whole nature nook.
I'm on the side of the bull here. In this one, homeboy should have known better.
But, I mean, like, I know that people aren't fast in general, but he really seemed like he was taking it easy.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Like, look
it's
at the
almost like they...
Come on, you probably play soccer 3 times a week, man. You can't fucking move
yeah.
faster
no,
than that.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Oh, that little shaky leg. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely
that
deserved
was,
it.
That was it.
He definitely deserved what he got there. That's a good one. I've never seen this one before. This
yeah,
is a
we
great
could
note.
Do. We could do a whole segment on just.
I do a full
shit
fucking
in Spain. That
Spanish
they do
2 hours
with,
on bull
with bulls.
Because there was one the other day that was posted where the horn was through that guy's asshole. It was a perfect shot where the horn
oh.
was directly into this guy's asshole.
Daily occurrence there.
Gored
daily
to death.
Occurrence.
Is that one covered up because of that exact reason there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, dude, this was. Not this one, obviously,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It's, the horn in the asshole one really got me.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody had taken there was a photographer there that had took a perfect shot of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just directly through this guy's asshole.
Right.
And he died pretty quick. Oh, boy. Ah!
That feels like the pants, or is this the one you're talking about?
This is not the one I'm talking about.
Just another fun one.
The bull has already been stabbed, too.
A bunch, yeah.
Yeah. But look at that. I mean, he now that one, he got lucky because that avoided his asshole there
yeah,
by an inch.
I think it's just the pants.
Yep.
Okay.
But you can still see this guy's dirty asshole here. And that who's he waving to in this pic, Bob? Put the pic back up.
Probably his family.
Yeah,
but it's also it's cool too because you see what's cool is like they fuck with these bulls so much that when they do get fucked up, you go,
Yep.
It's the perfect combination for Nature Nook. That even when someone gets like trampled, you go, well, it's not as tragic as, you know, any of our other Nature Nooks. Like we could do the whole thing and feel great about whatever happens to these people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much. Like the bull looks like it's been branded 8 times on the back too. Are you
So at the end, right, Bob, they kill it essentially or stab it.
Yeah, they try to like bleed it out and then stab it.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, at the end of every
match. Yeah.
Fight.
But on this particular bull here, do you see all those pop that pickup? Oh,
in the back? Yeah.
Yeah, you see those brands?
For sure.
That's a lot of branding. They
have to make them angry.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Otherwise, they would just be like, dude, fuck this. Like,
man. That could be the greatest picture ever. I'm surprised that's not on like Time Magazine, you know?
That is great.
Photo of the year.
Yeah.
Shit. All right. Well, anyway, we got fucking nooked up today, dude. We got nooked up today. Apologies for the internet over here. That highway is, being built a half mile down the road here, so.
They hate us.
It's not great, but we'll do better. We'll reset here. And what do you just pop the button?
Huh?
Well, you just press a button there and it's all good. How does that work? How does the internet work?
Yeah, no one really knows. No one knows, but we will re-upload it, I guess.
We just hit a button and then that would be great.
That would be great.
Technology, it's not there yet, kids. Yeah. I've been saying it for years and it's still true. Because now we're relying on something else. It's always something, you know? I'm sure back in the day they were bitching about electricity too, where they were just like, oh, Christ. You know, it's new and it doesn't work that great. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if it's a little hot in the house. It's the electricity.
Right.
Now it's the internet. So sorry about it. All right. We'll do better. Maybe solar power. Does that have anything to do with it? No.
Okay. With the internet? No.
No. Okay. I'll look into it. Mm-hmm. I'll do some research on the internet later and get back to you guys. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. That does require the internet though, right?
It does, but they have it.
Okay, they do.
They have the internet.
We don't. Mm-hmm. Okay, great, great. So you guys can do that.
Yeah.
And then we'll repress the button here for the internet here. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. the Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.